Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to part four, I guess, of our XRCO 2016 podcast series. This one's going to be addressing the elephant in the room for the last month, the petition mentioning the XRCO. Before I get started, I do want to encourage you, I do welcome all feedback. Roger@RogReviews.com is my email. There's a place to leave comments below on the site, RogReviews.com. If you're reading this on YouTube, you can comment on YouTube. If you're reading it on YouTube, please like and or subscribe. Try and put some pictures and or video in with this one as we sort of evolve into a more video-based podcasting. This podcast is actually sponsored. Sponsorships for any of these are available. It is sponsored by someone who is anonymous, who wanted to vehemently congratulate Jeff Vanzetti and XRCO, and IAFD.com for their introduction into the XRCO Hall of Fame. So check out IAFD.com for all of your porn needs. I think, and have argued in previous podcasts, it is overdue for the Hall of Fame, of course, and probably the most important adult website on the planet. So check them out. Thank you to the sponsor. Yes, sponsorships are available. Email me for rates and such. Now, before we get started on this one, as some of you know, I am a voting member of the XRCO, have been for over 10 years, was elected into their Hall of Fame, I'm proud of that, and have served as XRCO's publicist for the last several years. For the remainder of this podcast, I am putting that hat away. I'm speaking not as the publicist. This is not officially the position of the XRCO. This is me, Roger Pipe, as an individual, as a journalist, as a member of the organization, talking about the petition. It's also a little different in this one because I usually just sort of pick a topic and ramble, which is why they get rambly. This one I've actually divided into three parts because I think it's important. The first is going to address the podcast, Jiminy Christmas. The first will address the petition, and not to bury the lead, but the petition is bullshit, so you're going to get a lot of that. If that's not what you want to hear, skip forward. Part two is going to be about some reasons why the petition is bullshit, and then part three is my plan for how the XRCO should move forward. If you are looking for something positive and are someone who signed the petition and doesn't want to hear me tell you why you're wrong, then skip forward and hear. Don't assume from part one that you know what's coming in part three, because I promise you, you don't. So for those of you who are new to this, XRCO, X-Rated Critics Organization, is about to have their 32nd annual award show. We put out a press release announcing that about 5 weeks ago, I guess, and a transgender adult performer. I was going to mention the name a lot more than I am. I'm going to try really hard not to mention the name, to be honest, because of things we're going to talk about. But in response, this person, and you can find it, just Google XRCO Awards petition, you'll find it. It reads as follows. Disclaimer, this is not a rant or point of aggression. This is a message about equality, inclusion, and mutual respect in response to the XRCO Award press release. And that, of course, was our press release about the awards. Embodying unity in this forever growing community is what progresses us as a whole. Our role within this industry as performers is to provide entertainment, positivity, and education to break typecasts and stigma in which we require effort from all facets of adult entertainment industry. XRCO is one of the oldest award ceremonies, going on 32 years in the adult industry, yet it is one of the last award ceremonies to give recognition to transgender, gay, and BBW performers. These are just some examples of growing genres that could use more visibility and support. Where is the quality? The inclusion? Award ceremonies are supposed to be a celebration, but when a community neglects to be progressive and acknowledge talent that amasses at least one-fourth of the adult industry revenue, it's unethical. To include these genres would mean, 1, more sponsorships, 2, more attendees, 3, more of an online following, 4, boosting credibility as the oldest award ceremony. I created this change.org petition because there is a lack of advocacy and visibility for genres that are not included in the XRCO award show. I am calling upon fellow performers, producers, directors, and fans to help create evolution. It has currently been signed by 149 people, including a couple of XRCO members, some publicists, and some friends. I believe that the goals here are noble. If the goals are to be inclusive, if the goals are to evolve the XRCO forward, because as we're going to talk about, I think there are underrepresented genres. And for those of you who are word police, we're using genres right now because niche sounds dismissive. So genre is what we're going for. If you want to, you know, nitpick the use of the word, we can do that later. But there are a number of underrepresented genres. A couple are named here. I think the petition leaves some out, and I think I know why. but there's nothing wrong with this. The points that the performer makes, more sponsorships, potentially. There's nothing stopping companies that produce this kind of material from sponsoring now. Evil Angel has been a producer for a long time. I suppose companies that only produce trans or BBW porn have not sponsored. More attendees? That's not really a problem. The attendance at XRCO is always at or above capacity. So more attendees is not a problem. Let's see. BBWs attend. Trans performers attend. So we don't have a problem with that. More of an online following? I don't know if the performer really understands. XRCO is not an online following thing. It's an organization of critics. That's what it is. It's basically critics getting together and awarding performers and producers. Boosting the credibility as the oldest adult award ceremony. I'm very concerned about that. As I said, I am a member. I have served as publicist for the past several years. I've also helped put the show together. Not even going to pretend that I do half as much work as Mike Maz does. But there are people in the XRCO who care very much about it and who spend countless hours every year putting together a big party and an award show. And these people are completely disrespected by this petition. Let me explain why, okay? Number one, it was rude. This was the first I had heard about it. Someone had to point it out to me on social media. It is addressed to Dirty Bob, Dick Freeman, and the XRCO Awards. The only mention I've had directly of it is in a series of tweets being tagged. A number of people in the XRCO and out were blind tagged. That is the only attempt this performer and their PR team have even made. No attempt to reach out directly to anybody in the organization. That's just bad form. They're not complaining to us. They're complaining about us. And that's a big problem for me. It's very disrespectful. And I've talked to a couple of people who were blind tagged and will say privately, I would support this, but it's bullshit. You don't blind tag someone because there's no room for discussion. You either support this or you don't. I didn't respond to the blind tag because I'm going to respond now in probably a 45-minute podcast that I hope is very thoughtful and that I hope you will listen to the nuance and the reasoning behind my thoughts and where it ends up. I can't do that in 140 characters. If I have to vote yes or no, of course I'm going to vote no, because this petition is bullshit. It's bullshit. And it's bullshit in part because, yeah, it was just brought out there without directly contact. Nobody contacted Dirty Bob or me or Mike Maz or anybody putting on the show and said, hey, have you guys thought about these categories? No one did that. The truth is, yeah, a lot of us have. For about the last 3 years, I've been talking about basically part three of this podcast is something that's about 3.5 to 4 years of evolution and thought. And to have someone just come in and assume the stuff that's written here. And to be fair, someone that I know and respect helped this performer rewrite this petition. The original wording was much, much worse, much more harsh. But we're not going to criticize them for that because that one was pulled almost immediately. Essentially, their plan here is to bully the XRCO into accepting and giving them awards. That's what the plan here is. That's why BBWs are included. When you take a look at where this is aimed, okay? And I say it's bullying because grown-ups ask for things. Bullies try and force their way. And this is a subtle form of bullying. It's absolutely, I'm going to tag you, and if you don't agree, then you must be transphobic. You must hate BBWs. Hey, guess what? I've been one of the biggest supporters of good BBW porn in the industry. Okay? So, it's crap to assume that, and it's crap to just put people on blast like that. It's stupid. It absolutely is going to turn people who are trying very hard. Again, see part 3 of this podcast, not episode 3. I got to figure that out. See segment C of this podcast, what my plan for the XRCO is. But honestly, the last couple of weeks, I just feel like saying, screw it. Forget it. Why the hell would I respond to this kind of petty crap? Okay? From the beginning, I have said, look, this is a call for attention. That's all it is. They don't really want change unless they can bully their way in. They don't want a discussion, because when you think about it, what exactly are you asking for? Just transgender and BBW performer categories? Is that all you're asking for? Because she mentions gay performers. Are we also going to put gay performer in? And if we do, are we going to recognize gay films? Are we going to recognize trans-only films or films that include transgenders? Are we going to include BBW films only? It opens up a door, and these are serious questions. Yes, they can be used to torpedo change. Absolutely. In Section B, we're going to discuss excuses versus reasons. But the fact is, it is not as simple as this. This person who put the petition out does not want change. They want attention. There is a great article on xcritic.com by Elaine Costellano, sorry if I messed up your name, I've never read it before this column. Not familiar with Elaine's work, but this is fantastic. It is called A Petition to the XRCO or a Narcissistic Bark. I have never heard the expression narcissistic bark before, but it is defined in the article as has grandiose sense of self-importance, is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success. This is a narcissist. Anyway, read the article. It's really good. And I love the expression, although for this case, I'm going to call this a narcissistic yip, because honestly, that's what it is. It's a little yip and a cry for attention, and it's working. It is a PR stunt that is working, not to create change, but to create attention, to latch on to the Carolina bathroom issue and the transphobic wave and this idea, and then turn around, and you can see it in some minor mainstream blogs that they're getting play on about how transphobic and exclusive the adult industry is. Look, folks, one of the easiest ways to get adult PR right now, and I know I do this and I talk to people who do this for a living, one of the easiest way to do it is give mainstream blogs or radio stations a negative angle that they can exploit in porn. It's easy. It's super, super easy, because they get the outrage industry involved. The outrage industry is what I call blogs like this that throw something out there that they know close to half the people are going to hate and the other half are going to defend them. So in this case, you're going to throw it out there, and porn is great for this, right? You have some girl supposedly arrested for masturbating in a school library, and you get a bunch of people out there just talking about how rude it is for her to do that, and then a bunch of people say they're slut shaming, and you get a week's worth of content out of this. Okay? The Bell Knox PR situation. It was a PR merry-go-round. That's what they're looking for here. They're looking for people who will say, oh, this is horrible. Look at how the adult industry treats people. And they latched on to BBWs for a reason. What's the reason? If you look on social media, trans performers, BBWs, and homemade performers, whether they be cam girls or clip girls, clip performers, have to market themselves to their audience directly, because all of their audience, for different reasons, doesn't have the same access, and this goes back to traditional porn, when you used to go to a video store or an adult bookstore, shelf space, because they're smaller genres, okay? They have to. And they figured this out, and they do this beautifully through social media, directly building their fan base. And it is absolutely fantastic. It's one of the things that I work with my PR clients about if they're one of these smaller genres. If you're a clip performer, or you're trans, or you're BBW, and you don't have you know, I got a huge stack right here next to me of regular, quote-unquote, vanilla porn DVDs. There's a bunch of them. Okay, Mia Malkova does not have to worry about how well she cultivates her fan base, because people are going to see this hard Xbox, see how beautiful she is, and take it home and buy it. Or they're going to see it on the internet and they're going to buy it. Other performers have to be strong in social media. What is my point? That's part of the reason BBWs are included here. Because when they wrote this petition, they knew trans performers are very passionate. They are used to mixing it up on social media with asshats and fanboys alike. And they do so. And BBW performers are the same way. And people who love them, absolutely love them. And people who want to be inclusive, like me, who say, you know what? Carla Lane's super hot. Body type, fantastic for me. People who want to be inclusive, absolutely want to support them. So it was a smart and cynical move on that part. And it's ultimately it's self-serving. Because who's being served? You're alienating the XRCO. If your hope was really for future recognition, you are setting it back. Okay, I'm going to put out part C in this, and I'm going to hope it catches on, let somebody else carry the water, because honestly, I am so sick of how this was done, and I understand it, but I am angered that people in the targeted communities haven't said, you know what, noble goal, knock it off. Grow the fuck up. No one is stepping up to say that. So take part C and see what you think and see if somebody wants to run with it, because I'm tired of it. It's completely self-serving. It is all about getting this person recognition. And that's all it is, because this person fully expects to win. Now, most of the follow-up articles, there is a really good one from Kitty Stryker, who is a BBW performer. That's probably limiting her, and I apologize, but I don't really know how to label you, because you got lots of labels, and that's a good thing. But she is a producer, performer, director, who came out and supported the petition, talking about the difficulty that trans women have, and some good numbers on the increase in searches in BBW porn and in trans porn. And I believe that's true. I also believe, look, I used to be a video store jockey, okay? I worked video store counters for about 6 years, all through college. Met my wife in a video rental store. Let me tell you something. The second store I worked in had a very small gay section. It was very rare to see anybody go in there and rent. There still could be an embarrassment factor, a stigma factor for renting certain kinds of porn. The internet has made it private, and what you like doesn't have to be scrutinized by some kid behind a counter. We had customers in our community who knew the clerks personally. Their kids knew us. I was new to the community, but a lot of the girls that we had babysat for the kids of the people who were in there. Do you really want to go and have them see what kind of porn you want? It's tough. So that's one of the reasons it's growing so fast. Also, the quality's gotten better. I have been a big advocate for BBW performers for a long time. Have not been a big advocate of the genre, because I believe the genre was treated poorly and the performers in it were shot in a way that was not flattering. In fact, fat was used as a selling point. I think the BBW porn for a long time was primarily something you put on at a bachelor party as sort of a gross out and freak out factor. And that I did not like, and still don't. I don't see that as much anymore. I see higher quality. I think you're seeing April Flores, Kelly Shibari, Carla Lane, Kitty Stryker becoming stars. And that's a really good thing. And certainly transgender porn has a number of rising stars as well. It wasn't that long ago when AVN had two issues of their magazine, AVN and the gay AVN. And trans performers were always in gay AVN. Putting them in quote-unquote straight porn was a big deal that shook up a lot of people. I remember because I was reviewing at the time and had people say, why didn't you tell us this was going on? You know? So it's come a long way in a very short time, and for all the reasons we mentioned. So I do, and you know, again, we'll get to part three, or section C rather. But I want to address some things in the petition itself. When a community neglects to to be progressive and acknowledge talent that amasses at least a quarter of the adult industry, it is unethical. It is not unethical. I'm sorry. Unethical means lacking moral principles, not in accord with the standards of a profession. I'm sorry. We do not lack moral principles. This is not a moral stand. It's not a moral stand at all, and Section B will explain that. That word in and of itself pisses me off. I have worked for over 20 years not working for a major publication without major sponsors, just on my own. I apologize. Lots of people helped me build the site, okay? But what I had was my word. What I had was my ethics in an industry that does not have them all the time. And other people who vote for XRCO do not exclude, okay? Let's keep in mind something. The XRCO has categories called Orgasmic Oralist and Orgasmic Analyst. Nowhere in the description does it say that a BBW or trans performer cannot be nominated. There is no exclusion. There's not. Now, do we want to talk about the reality? Does Avril Flores have a chance against Tori Black or Asa Akira? Depends on the voters. It's all nominated by the voters. One of the I'm not going to put this person on blast in the comments to the... I should not say put someone on blast. It just sounds so stupid. In one of the comments to the petition, someone asked one of the voters, how many trans performers and trans movies did you nominate? I can tell you I nominated one. I reviewed one, and I nominated one for Best Parody. I did not nominate the performers. I don't believe I've nominated a BBW performer for Performer of the Year. I have for Oralist, because I think their blowjobs are fantastic. I'm not going to single them out. But so there's no exclusion here. The idea that it is unethical to exclude, now that I want to make sure I use their exact words, neglect. Neglect is a tougher word to prove, I suppose. Neglect. Failed to care for properly. The state or fact of being uncared for. All right, care for properly. That's an interesting definition of that word. And, okay, if we do fail to protect them properly, it's not unethical. It's still not. And, again, Section B will explain that. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to get to Part C, okay? So don't give up on this. I'm not dismissing it outright. I'm dismissing the technique. This idea that it's unfair or that it's unethical is insulting and disgusting, and I hate the fact that they're getting any play at all because it is a narcissistic yip. So let's take a look at, let's move on to Section B because we're way over already. I already hit on a little bit of this. Who's eligible? They're not excluded. No one's excluded. By the way, gay performers are not excluded. Gay movies were recognized by the XRCO for about 5 years, long before my time. I've never actually asked why they're not part of it now. My assumption here is two things. It's going to fit into the two reasons why the XRCO does not recognize these categories. And basically, you're still not excluded. Okay, I understand that given how many scenes of Annika Albright the average adult critic sees in a year versus how many scenes of Kelly Shibari they're going to see, it would be a stretch to say they have equal chance. Now, let's also be honest. Individual taste matters when nominating for adult, especially something like Orgasmic Oralist. Who gives the best head? I've said for a long time, Sarah Vendel gives the best head in the business. If someone said, nah, I would much rather watch Asa Akira, okay, how do you argue that? People have taste. So if someone were to exclude BBW performers because they don't find them beautiful, they don't find them interesting, they don't find them sexual, that's their hang-up, but it's their right to vote as they please. If someone does not look at a transgender performer and think, wow, that's hot, or a gay performer and think, wow, that's hot, why would they nominate them? Let's be really honest, and this is something that I've said forever. My dick is not objective. It's very much subjective. I can't always tell you, and please, I know that is a gender-based statement, okay? My naughty bits are not objective. They like what they like. And I think that's true of all people, of porn fans. You know, people have accused certain porn fans of being racist or transphobic or homophobic. No, you like what you like. And as long as you're not a dick about it, you know, oh, I don't like that girl because she's ugly. Dude, I don't use that word. I don't use the word fat in description of people. Okay? Look it up. One of the biggest misunderstandings I ever had was that Stormy Daniels would not talk to me for years. And her publicist, who's a friend of mine, said, you called her fat. And I looked far and wide. I never called her fat. When we finally sat down, I mentioned that they cummerbund her stomach once, which is just something that they did then. And she took it to mean that I thought she was fat, which I don't. I think fucking Stormy is awesome. Anyway, that's just not who I am. But I understand it's a stretch to think, even when April Flores was kind of the it girl for BBWs, to put her up against, you know, Tori and Asa and Alexis Texas and Mia Malkova and all these super high-profile, beautiful women, it's a tough comparison. The other reason I think, like, for performer, even beyond beauty, because, again, you guys know I love big women. Love small women, love Asian women, love white women, love black women, you name it. I'm all over the place. But when April was shooting a lot, a couple years ago when Kelly Shibari had an awesome year, she got her own Star Showcase, she was in a lot of movies. Not compared to Annika, just the sheer volume is different. The same is true with trans performers. So I understand that just to say they're eligible doesn't mean they're on equal playing field. But in theory, one of the best ways would be to talk to the voters instead of trying to shame and bully them into just accepting, okay? And a question that somebody brought up, the petition claims to be, another point first, someone pointed out that trans performers have their own awards. So do BBWs. They do. I believe they have those awards because of what I just said, because the playing field is not completely equal. Most adult critics are, let's just call us vanilla critics, because we do Archangel and Hard X and Jules Jordan and Evil Angel and Vivid and Wicked and Adam and Eve and companies like that, as opposed to companies that focus on gay, trans, or BBW. That's what most of us are. And that's what we, you know, we're not listening to small indie rock. We're listening to corporate. And that's what most people are buying, too. Now, again, see part C. I think it's time to move the organization forward. But no one, Annika Albright or Mia Malkova, would not go to them and demand that the Tranny Awards, or whatever they're called, I don't think that's what it's called. I hate that word. But, you know, the Transgender Awards nominate a non-transgender performer of the year. I don't think we'd go to the BBW Awards and say, you know, we need best petite category. No one would do that. They're doing that here, again, because it's not about actual inclusion. It's about getting noticed and a PR stunt. That's what it's about. So what the petition really needs to say is they're not asking for inclusion because they are included. They are, in fact, asking for special consideration. They're asking for a special category. And I'm not saying that's unfair, but they need to be honest about it. They need to say, we want special recognition. That's what we want. And at this point, we're once again going to stop and remind you to visit rogreviews.com for all your porn news needs and reviews. And thank our anonymous sponsor, who wants us to remind everyone that IAFD.com fully deserves to be in the Hall of Fame because they are awesome. And it is a great site. Please go visit them. You want to see how many movies a transgender performer has done? Go over there. They've done a lot on that site to be more inclusive and to be more thorough in their inclusion of gay, trans, and BBW performers. Doing a great job of tracking that down. Not always easy. So I believe that there are, using the term neglect, I think there's a negativity there. But let's talk about five genres that are not being properly represented by the XRCO, as I believe it, okay? And I believe Bill Margold had a comment about the thing. The first motto of the XRCO, this is Bill Margold, the first motto of the XRCO was do it right. He says incorporating and honoring uniquely varied forms of adult entertainment would certainly be the way to go. I believe that the XRCO is the best of the best when it comes to adult critics. That's what I believe. Call that a narcissistic bark if you want, or just a little chest thumping. I believe we are the best of the best. We represent the critics of the adult entertainment industry. And whether you think the industry is dead or dying, you cannot deny that the industry has fallen way off. The traditional, again, I'm going to use vanilla. I apologize. I know that has a negative connotation, but let's face it. Let's just deal with it. The vanilla porn world, features, DVDs, packaged content is on the wane, where other areas of the industry are at least maintaining or thriving. Those five I believe to be transgender, BBW, BDSM, cams, and novelties. Those five categories are not specifically recognized by the XRCO. Now, you can include gay here. I haven't included gay because I think it is almost, it's almost an entire industry. I know it's the same, but it's almost a carbon copy or a mirror. You would almost have to mirror the XRCO and double it in size. You could make that argument, but for now, let's just go with five, okay? Because I believe the XRCO is the best of the best, I believe we need to be covering these things. That's going to be part C. Now, why hasn't this happened? And again, this is where we're going to get into the definition of excuses versus reasons, okay? An excuse would be there's no interest, or we don't have the reviewers. All right. We don't need excuses. There are reasons why this hasn't happened, and I'm going to go over them, and then we're going to try and find a solution, because otherwise it's just a lot of social media talking. It's a lot of barking back and forth. Okay? Here are some reasons / excuses that by the time we're done, we're going to turn them into reasons and we're going to fix them. All right? The show is already too long. Maybe that's an excuse, but it's also a fact. The show is too long. The XRCO is not AVN. It is not XBiz. We don't cover everything. We mostly cover things critics can review. XBiz does a lot of behind-the-scenes business stuff, and I've looked at some of the AVN voting and said, how am I supposed to vote for best affiliate program? Now, I use affiliate programs, but I'm a one-person website. If I had 10 or 20 people and used 40 or 50 or 100 affiliate programs, I might be better educated. But there's a lot of stuff that AVN and XBiz includes that we don't. They need to. We don't. And we're just a smaller group. I believe it's an excuse because we can change that. We don't have to expand the show. Because when you think about it, if you use my example, you put a best transgender performer, best BBW performer. Do we just do best BDSM performer, or do we also need best BDSM movie? There's four categories. Toys and cams, I'm including them because in part C we're going to talk about how the XRCO needs to evolve, and these are booming parts of our industry, way, way more so than BBW and trans. But I'm not entirely sure how we recognize the makers of novelties and cam performers. But we'll get back to that. And the main reason / excuse, there is no interest is what I consider an excuse. Here's the reason. The XRCO is uniquely unqualified to award these five categories. 29 to 46 voters, depending on the year. All of us put together did not review 24 trans titles last year. I reviewed one. The Caitlyn Jenner movie. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing that the existing reviewers did not, because again, your naughty bits are not objective. What you like and what you don't like is completely fine. I don't exclude reviewing transgender porn. I certainly don't exclude doing BBW porn. I review more of that than I do transgender, but still, not all of it, because, again, for a long time, I didn't like the genre, the way it was treated. I feel the same way about all black porn. I really like women of color, very, very much. but for a long time, you put black male talent with black female talent, and the quality was crap because they didn't put any money into it. They didn't put any effort into it. And at some point, you go, I don't care how hot the girl is, this is shit. You know, it's C-level talent, the camera angles suck, the lighting's horrible. Well, at that point, any review is going to be negative. It's going to be, this sucks. And that's not fair to the genre. So we're not reviewing that stuff. Now, I've heard, well, that's wrong, fix it. Well, how do you fix it? Do you tell all 40 of us, now you must review a certain number of trans titles? So the XRCO is uniquely unqualified, and I'm going to use trans BBW because that's what's in here, but please remember, I'm talking about all five categories, and maybe six if we include gay. Because the XRCO does not review these things. Apache Warrior is the primary voice for transgender reviews. And I know that Dark Lady, who I respect ultimately, said somewhere, I believe on a Facebook post, that she reviews, quote, a lot of transgender. And I believe it was less than 10. And I'm just not sure that qualifies as a lot. Comparatively, she reviews a lot. I'm not sure that 9 titles in a genre is enough to really make us qualified. And Rob Perez is the go-to guy for BBW porn. He knows more about it than anybody, appreciates it more than anybody, and that's fantastic, but it's one person. What you're going to have if you were to bully your way in, as this performer wants to do, who's going to nominate? How are we going to pick the best among a bunch of people we haven't seen? Well, you got to go out and watch them all. That's what I do for AVN. And honestly, I still don't feel any more qualified. It doesn't affect me the same way. It doesn't make me go, yeah, that's a great performer. It's just not there. So what you're talking about would essentially be a fake award. It'd be a bullshit award. And I would think these five communities would say, we don't want a bullshit award. We want an award from people who know our genre, who respect it, who critique it fairly and honestly, the good and the bad, and what comes out of it is the best performer. Okay? If the XRCO were bullied into putting best trans performer, the person who wrote the call or the petition would probably win because they are the most recognizable in the genre. That's it. It would become, you're going to vote for whoever has the best PR team, and don't think that's not at play here. Please don't overlook that. It's a manipulative play. Manipulative play. Or who you know from social media. Honestly, I would vote Bailey J every time because Bailey J is an awesome Twitter follow. I don't care. I think I've seen one Bailey J movie, maybe two. Don't care. I think I am entertained daily by the Twitter feed. So that's who I'd vote for. Other people would vote for who looks cuter without having seen the performances. That's who we're going to do. We're going to vote for whoever is nice, whoever we know, whoever has a good publicist. And the performers that work their ass off that this petition is supposed to protect and recognize will still get overlooked because this organization and others like it are not qualified to be awarding. This is like going to the source and saying, all of your best hip-hop writers, please, without listening to any country music, pick the best country band. Having maybe heard one song, or just seen someone they like. It's ridiculous. It's a disgrace to the XRCO. It is absolutely a disservice, a disrespect, and a neglect for those performers. And at 40 minutes, this begs the question, all right, what can be done? What can we do? Well, before we do that, once again, I want to thank our anonymous sponsor for recognizing IAFD.com and the amazing website that it is, and Jeff Vanzetti, who runs it and is now an XRCO Hall of Famer. Congratulations. By the way, congratulations also to Houston Don, who also got into the Hall of Fame. Raven Touchstone, who I completely overlooked in my last podcast. I'm sorry. The list I had did not have your name on it. You are amazing. And also Steve Hirsch, Steve Ornstein, Hillary Scott, Brianna Banks, Constance Monet, Mason, and Joanna Angel. Congratulations to all of the XRCO Hall of Fame. So, this is part C, okay? Once again, I am speaking not as the XRCO publicist, but I am speaking as Roger Pipe, XRCO member, and journalist, and critic, okay? I believe that the XRCO, as the best of the best in adult criticism, needs to look forward at new categories that represent genres that are thriving. For the purposes of this discussion, we'll go back transgender performers and perhaps movies, BBW performers, BDSM performers and product, novelties, and cams, and you can also include gay. Those genres are underrepresented for the reasons I just discussed. And because I believe in the XRCO, we have to do something. Here's what I propose. The very first thing that must be done, a committee must be formed of existing members, senior membership, with the intent of updating the XRCO to keep it relevant for years to come. Their first order of business, this committee must examine the existing categories with the mission of cutting unnecessary categories to either keep them cut to make the show shorter and or include new categories to reflect the industry and importance of change. And at the expense of of sounding like this is my own narcissistic bark, I am going to go over some things that I think could change. Not assuming that I would be on the committee, but you can consider this a campaign video, I suppose. Taking a look at the existing categories. Off the top of my head, we have three best parody categories: comedy, drama, and comic. A couple years ago, when parodies were booming, when parodies were an expanding genre, we expanded to recognize them. It is time to contract. The list is ridiculous. We mentioned this in part one of my podcast series. We could easily do with one category. There are not enough comic parodies to be worthy of its own genre. One would be fine. Best Gonzo movie, best series, but a lot of these are fine. I think you could take best director parody and combine it now with best director features, because parodies are features. So if we did that, that's three categories we've gotten rid of already. Obviously, you keep best actor and best actress. I'm not entirely sold on the best lesbian performer. Again, they are absolutely eligible for every category available for best performer, for orgasmic oralist. Why not nominate Princess Felicity Jade for orgasmic oralist, because she does great oral sex on girls? I don't know that we need that category. That's four. All in the family themed movie, that can go. I'm sorry, I appreciate the rise in the genre, but it's going to fade quickly. It is just, it's thematic porn is all. It's not really its own category. You could just as easily have best sex at the office category, best hot wife category. You can go on and on. We don't need that one. That one's five. You keep female performer, you keep male performer, you keep new starlet. Honestly, I think you can drop new stud, because honestly, except for the people who win, nobody cares. Male porn performers don't come around until they've been doing it for 3 or 4 years. And we already have Unsung Swordsman, which I think is fantastic. The XRCO categories I like. Unsung Swordsman, Super Slut, Orgasmic Oralist, and Analyst can stay. MILF of the Year can stay. Best Comeback, I think, is teetering. This year, we only had three. We missed Jesse, which was silly. So we'll keep that for now, but we keep an eye on that. And then number six would be the mainstream adult media favorite. And I already ranted a little bit, but I will do it again. No offense to the people who have won it in the past, but when we're talking about writing books and doing Judd Apatow films, that's one thing. But when we're actually nominating people for going naked in public and getting on TMZ because of it, that's a bullshit award. We are past time for this. Adult performers do not need to be awarded for just doing things that are illegal and silly when they're actually doing things that are amazing. And it shouldn't be something that we are amazed at when they do. It should just be something that, yeah, this is what porn performers do, because they're smart and they're capable and they're talented. So I think we can get rid of that award. So there's six. I just quickly named six. We could absolutely replace it with four or five from the list that we talked about. And again, though I mentioned novelties and cams, I have no plan there because I honestly don't know exactly how we would recognize those areas without drastically expanding in a way that would be dangerous. I mean, all of a sudden you could have 100 new categories. And with cam performers, the problem I've had in trying to review them is, what are we looking for? Are we looking for personality? Are we looking for looks? Where, you know, and there are so many of them. How do we narrow it down to five? You know, you can go to any, you know, go to Chatterbait and pick five hot girls. Go to StreamMate, pick five hot girls. They're falling out of the trees. What makes a performer great? There are a couple I can think of. And do you only recognize cam performers who do not do porn? Or do you recognize best porn star cam performer? That's going to be tough. So as I move forward and I talk about adding new categories, I'm mostly going to focus on transgender, BBW, and maybe BDSM. But we could easily take those six or four or five, because there's some other categories to bring back. Somebody mentioned we got rid of best comedy. I think that was a mistake. We got rid of best teen dream. We have best MILF. Why not best teen? So there are ways to fill it back up with quality and progressive categories that move forward and reflect the future of the industry, which I think is very important. And once we have done this, we have turned the excuse of the show's already too long into something that we can get around by making room for it. The next thing that has to be done before adding any new categories, the committee has to identify qualified reviewers in each genre. We can't have people who don't review the product nominating performers or movies. It makes no sense. It can be vanilla critics. Apache Warrior, I believe, does other things. I know Rob Perez reviews BBW and other stuff. Absolutely, those people would be qualified. And you can decide what makes them qualified. Do you have to review a certain amount? Do you have to say you're interested and really want to and show some sort of proficiency in the genre? Don't know the details there. I'm tempted to go with sheer number. If you haven't reviewed 10 in a genre, you're not qualified. They have to be independent and qualified reviewers. I know in some of these genres, there are companies that run their own websites, their own quote-unquote review sites, and they're paid for, and they review only one type of product, or positively review one type of product. I'm really talking fast right now. And we have to avoid those people. We have to go with independent people. Look at X-Critic. Look at Adult DVD Talk. Look at Roger Reviews. Look at other review sites and find people who review the genre and are qualified and let them nominate. That's essential. We have to find these people. There has to be a Roger Pipe for trans reviews. There has to be someone independent out there doing it. So we have to find that person and invite them into the XRCO. If that's all they do, then maybe they don't nominate or vote in the other categories. Maybe they're specialty. I don't want to exclude them, but as I feel uniquely unqualified to determine the best in BDSM, because I don't watch enough of it, I don't think necessarily someone from outside the vanilla porn genre would be able to tell the difference between Adriana Chechik and Mia Malkova. I'm saying Mia Malkova a lot. I'm reviewing the movie Mia right now. It's right here on my desk. So it's kind of hard not to say her name when you see this amazing box cover. Maybe I'll throw that in there on the video. But it is essential that we get these people in, that they be qualified, and then decide. Do they only nominate in these categories? Now, I'm not a big fan of people being not allowed to do something. So I'm not saying XRCO current voters should not be allowed to vote in the transgender, BBW, BDSM categories. But I think most of us should recuse ourselves and say, not really qualified. Not going to vote for Bailey J just because. Not going to vote for someone else because of a petition or a press release. That would be my preference. I can see where someone would say, we just don't allow it. You have to have, you know, it's a bookkeeping nightmare for ballots, but maybe it has to be done that way to make sure that it's treated right. And this goes back to that neglect word. Respect is what really matters. do you really want an award that's just voted on by people who know you because you're your publicist? Your publicist probably wants that because it means they earned their money and you still get the award. But do you want a participation trophy? Is that what you want? I don't know. I want the XRCO to be excellent. And the way to make it excellent is to make sure we get the right people in to vote on the right categories. And the critics that are invited to nominate and vote in this category, maybe they only vote in that one only. If they're qualified in other genres, fantastic. But, you know, I don't see it. I think if someone's going to dedicate themselves to a big genre, that's kind of what they do. So this would make sure that the awards are legit. It's not just a joke. And that's what I want to see. Now, that leads us to something that the people in the petition are not going to like. And maybe they like this, because in case you haven't noticed, I'm advocating for a Best Transgender Performer Award next year, and a Best BBW Award, and some kind of recognition for Fetish BDSM, with cams and novelties as something we should think about, and gay being something we should try and tackle at some point. That's what I'm advocating for. Now, here's what you're not going to like. If we go out there and we find that there are not qualified reviewers by XRCO standards for these genres, we don't include them. Not because we want to exclude the performers, but because the genre is not represented by enough qualified critics. We can't just add just for the sake of adding. We can't be bullied into it because it looks bad PR-wise for us not to. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't make the XRCO any more valid. It makes it ridiculous. Because here's what's going to happen. I've heard it with AVN and I've heard it with XBiz from other publicists, other performers. Oh my God, you see, and I'm a voting member, so why the hell did you guys vote for so-and-so? They didn't deserve it. They're horrible. Well, I'm only one voter. I watched as much of it as I could in a given time, and this is who I voted for. Maybe I tell them, maybe I don't. Depends on who they are. But that's all we hear. Same thing's going to happen here. You could probably fool the voting public by putting someone on who doesn't perform anymore, and they could win. The way it stands, we cannot do this just to do it. It's wrong. It's foolish, it's stupid, and it's not real. I hope, I believe, we can find qualified reviewers. Put them together, they nominate, they vote. Maybe other XRCO members who have reviewed the genre also add their vote, which helps. And hopefully through this plan, we can move the XRCO forward. This is what I've been working on for a long time. About 3.5 years, to be honest. Because, again, this idea that it's exclusionary, we've had transgender performers and BBW performers presenting awards. Not a problem. They just don't have their own special category yet. And maybe it's time. I think it's time to at least go find the qualified people. But we have to strive for excellence and for a real award. We can't just give it to somebody because everybody knows the person's name. I mean, I don't think anybody really wants that. I think the person who wrote the petition is dangerously close to that category because their behavior with the petition, and again, for 5 weeks, I've been dropping not subtle hints on social media and to everybody I know that this podcast that calls them out for their childish bullshit bullying would not happen. All that had to happen was some kind of contact, but they don't want that. They want the publicity. They want to go on mainstream blogs and radio shows and whine about how they're excluded. And no one calls to say, are they included? No one's going to listen to this podcast and say, hey, that's a good point. How are they going to award something when they don't review it? And then we can have the discussion. Should we force people to review it? Most people aren't going to say that. No, we use the other option. We find people who are qualified and want to review it, want to review a genre. And a lot of this came from my work in the last couple years doing PR, plug, pipelinemultimedia.com, with Goddess Soma and DDI Magazine and a lot of BDSM and fetish. And I realized that as much porn as I've watched, I don't fully understand the genre and what would make something the best in that genre. It would take some time for me to understand it. It took some time for me to really sort of get it, for lack of a better word. The same is true here. You can review vanilla porn and trans porn. Vanilla porn, I don't think BBW porn is really any different than vanilla porn. It's the same act between a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman, or a man and a man. It's the same. The difference is body type, and that comes down to personal taste. And it's easy for me to say Carla Lane is just the same as Annika Albright. Maybe she's even hotter. No offense to Annika. But it's easy for me to say that's my personal taste. And I will never knock another critic or a fan for their personal taste. But this is the way we move forward. I'm almost at an hour. This is the way we move forward. Not by bullying. Not by trying to get attention. 5 weeks in, still not a word from the performer or the performer's team. Why? A narcissistic bark, indeed. There it is. That's it. Once again, thank you to our anonymous sponsor who wants us to remember that IAFD.com is the place to go. Congratulations, Jeff, for making the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to everyone for making the Hall of Fame. Thank you for everyone who has spoken to me about this over the last 5 weeks, who's helped me stay calm. I have nothing personal against the performer in question. I actually kind of like this performer. I do not like what they've done. I do not like the fact that they refuse to reach out and talk. In part B, I've outlined the reasons why these genres are not currently recognized and cannot be currently recognized, besides the fact that when the petition came out, it was too late. Trophies were already ordered. Everything was done. That was the time to come forward and say, hey, what about next year? Can we talk about this? Instead, this petition has torpedoed those talks. I promise you that. And it pisses me off. It completely set us backwards. The chances of change are less likely because now this has gone on. And it's separated people into factions, and it sucks. We're not hard to find. I'm particularly easy to find. A 5-minute conversation, a couple of questions, and again, answer the question. Somebody answer the question. Who out there is the Don Houston or the Bono One or the Roger Pipe of transgender porn reviews? And there's got to be more than one because we need a nominated committee. I want to say 7. I guess 5 would work. But we need a group of people. We need to find them. And it's going to take work. And we're all volunteers, including me. So I want to know if I'm going to spend time that it's worth it. And right now, because of this petition, it doesn't feel worth my time. It feels like the only person speaking up, the only person speaking to us, is no one. The only person speaking up is speaking up for their own self-interest and to make the industry look bad and to make us look bad and to call us unethical, which is bullshit. You're unethical. What you've done is unethical. You have thrown the industry, the organization, and your fellow performers under the bus for your own self-interest. That is unethical. You have neglected the genre. You have treated it poorly. You have represented it poorly in this case. And I do not say that about your entire career. I really think your career has been pretty fantastic. But this was wrong. It was childish. It was narcissistic. And it has backfired. Because you have turned people who are working for the kind of changes you are demanding, and you've shown them that their input doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is getting mentioned and bullying people into agreeing with you. That's it. That is my opinion. I'm Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. If you stuck around for the entire hour, thank you. Please comment in the comment section on YouTube or on the website. If you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. If you're not, drop me an email at Raj@RogReviews.com. If you have any thoughts, I will post them. Please, say whatever you want aimed at me, but keep your comments polite and respectful if you're aiming them at others. Let's stay civil. That is it. If you like the idea, let's talk about it. Let's run it up the flagpole and make the powers that be listen in the right way. Thank you for listening. Roger Pipe, signing off for today.